Hi, this is Dave, aka Bandit Healer, and you're listening to Bluey's Brisbane.
Well, g'day, it's Justin here from Bluey's Brisbane with a special bonus bit about the sale of the Healer's house. Now, if you were watching Ghost Basket around the world over the weekend, you would have seen that moment at the end of the episode where it's revealed that the Healers are selling their property. Now, this has come as a bit of a shock to a lot of Bluey fans, but in classic Bluey and Ludo studio style and BBC studio style, the very next day, a listing for the Healer's house popped up on domain.com.au. Now, if you're not from Australia, Domain is Australia's number one property website, so obviously they have listings and sales, auctions, rentals, that kind of thing. They do a lot of blog posting, and for many years they've partnered with The Block, which is an Australian reality TV show about renovating sort of everyday houses into these top-notch, premium, exclusive kind of residences. And Domain would always have the exclusive listing, but I feel like having the Bluey listing, which they've listed as quaint animated family home, is even better than The Block. And to top it off, the listing agent for Bluey's house is Bucky Dunstan. Now, Bluey fans will know the name Bucky Dunstan from the episode Dragon, where Bandit describes being heckled by a fellow student at school about his artistic abilities.
I love drawing cars.
Who's that?
Bucky Dunstan. He was in my class. I think he's a real estate agent now.
That doesn't look like a car.
And one of the fun things about this listing from Domain is that you can actually call Bucky Dunstan's mobile. He's pretty busy, but you can listen to a message from him.
Hi there, I'm called Bucky Dunstan, expert in real estate. Can't get to the phone right now because I'm busy selling houses. Yeah? What to do? Anyway, leave a message and I'll get back to you pronto, which I believe means quick.
Lots of fun. So to get a bit of an idea on the Brisbane property market and whether or not it's a good idea for the Healers to be selling their house, I spoke to Von Barnes. Von Barnes is the principal of Pinnacle Properties. She's a real estate agent and a buyer's agent working in the inner northwest of Brisbane. And I had a chance to chat to her about real estate in Brisbane. And I started out by asking, was this a good time for the Healers to be selling?
So you're looking to buy a house?
Yes, I am. Are you the house selling person?
Yes, and have I got the perfect house for you? Ta-da!
Brisbane has just become a very desirable place. Area. We've actually started to match prices with Melbourne now, so it's a very good time to sell. The interest rates are holding and the demand is high. There is not enough stock, so sellers are getting better prices than they expected. So it's a brilliant time to sell.
So what kind of growth have we seen in Brisbane over the last couple of years? So the Healers and Bluey debuted on our screens in 2018. As most people know, they kind of live in that Red Hill, Paddington kind of area. What sort of growth have we seen in Brisbane over the last, I guess, 6 years?
The growth has been phenomenal. In some suburbs in the last 6 to 8 years, you've almost doubled. And in other areas, you've grown about 70%. So Brisbane is a really good market where every area, every suburb has had some sort of growth. And in the inner city, in the inner 10Ks, the growth has been substantial.
We know that Bluey lives in a heritage Queenslander full of, you know, original kind of features. I think the house has been dated by Marianne Taylor, who's an architectural historian, as a pre-1900s example of a Queenslander, fully renovated, you know, multiple bedrooms, multiple bathrooms, sitting on top of the hill at Red Hill there. Fabulous outlook over Mount Cutha. You've got city views, river views. What kind of price tag do you think something like that could achieve in the inner city?
That's a really good question. Depending on how the house has been pulled together, you know, prices are starting at the $3 million and they're going skyward. So it's sincerely, if the house is special, you may even get a $5 million, you know. And the small baby houses are around the $2 million. So it just depends on A, location. Of course, the location is premium. Number two is, what does the house offer besides whether how many bedrooms, bathrooms, etc.? It's the view. It's the ambience of the house. So, you know, the great thing about inner city and those sort of suburbs, they're moving and they are moving quickly. So you are talking multi-millions and it's a very healthy market.
Wow. Now, apart from being obviously a real estate agent and, you know, running Pinnacle Properties, you're a buyer's agent as well.
I am.
When you think of this kind of property, what would be like the ideal buyer for this kind of property? Who would you kind of see moving into Bluey's house?
I can tell you that it will be multi-millions. So it will be very unlikely that it will be a first home buyer. It usually is what we call an upsizer. So this will be their second or third purchase. They'll be moving towards the middle age. So over 35, under 55 is ideal. They'll be educated. They'll either own a business or they'll have very good employment. But it will be somebody who likes inner city living, but with a little bit of elegance and a little bit of space, whether that is a view or land, but normally it's just the view. And usually I would say 35 to 45 would be your ideal buyer right now for that sort of property.
Von, did you get a bit of a chuckle when you saw Bluey's house listed on Domain? Was that a bit of a wild ride?
It's very different, isn't it? I'm sure they'll do very well. And it's such a good market. It's a great time to sell. So today, this week, this month is a brilliant time to, you know, get a house on the market.
You've been listening to Bluey's Brisbane. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for @Bluey's Brisbane.
Beat it, you old fossils!